two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
There's an abundance of songs telling of love that lasts and love that doesn't. The latter may be drawing on the experiences of songwriters and musicians whose working lives don't always guarantee enduring happy relationships. So you'd think that one musician getting involved with another music star would be a bad idea. But, perhaps surprisingly, there have been plenty of successful musical couples. Blondie emerged from early 70s New York band The Stilettos, by which time Debbie Harry and guitar player Chris Stein were an item. They stayed together 13 years. Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille married in 1974, just before they started having hit records together. They divorced after 39 years.
Mark.
Simon and James Taylor were married for a decade from 1972. Spouses, couples who made music together. From the fairly exclusive subgenre of bands that had two couples in them, ABBA, and they weren't the only one.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
There were two couples in Fleetwood Mac, John and Christine McVie, who divorced in 76, but they stayed in the band. And there was high school sweethearts Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Their 1976 bust-up plays out on the Rumours album, released the following year.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big dog, and then make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
June Carter and Johnny Cash were both married to other people when they began to work together in the 1950s. They married in 1968. The White Stripes, who always maintained they were siblings, but Jack and Meg were husband and wife. They divorced before their band made it big. Musical marriages. Tina Turner and her abusive husband Ike, whom she escaped and flourished without him.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Paul and Linda McCartney were married almost 30 years, a music duo at first, before they formed Wings. The very funky Don Bryant in the early 1970s, quite likely singing about the woman he married 50 years ago, Ann Peebles. They sang together, wrote songs together, and they're still together. Don wrote this with Ann one rainy night.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Smile.